This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that. Glad you're listening. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken, Stanley, Tioga, Watford City, Williston. Love it. I was at the Watford City Wolves volleyball game yesterday at the Fargo Dome, sitting with the Lieutenant Governor and Sandy, his wife, and their family, and lots of good folks from Watford City taking in the game. It didn't go exactly as they wanted. You know, Langdon's pretty darn good, but it was fun to be at the tournament yesterday for sure. And, of course, KLTC and Dickinson, part of the family as well, on What's On Your Mind. So this hour, a lot to do, but we do welcome your calls for all of our guests, as always. We'll start with a clip from our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum, a moment earlier this morning as he was making his way back from Austin, Texas, and some big news to share there. Lynn Helms is going to join us to talk about the latest round of numbers in the oil and gas world, so we'll do that. Also want to talk a little bit about a story I saw this week on flaring that I think needed a little more context, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about next week, Monday, I'll be in Grafton at the Life Skills and Training Center, Transition Center, rather, for in Grafton for the visit of Governor Burgum and the Main Street Initiative. They have a full day of events planned there. Jace Beeler, policy advisor for the governor, will tell you where and when they're going to be, both in Grafton and Langdon, Monday, Valley City, and Jamestown on Tuesday. Okay? And the bottom of the hour, our friend Josh from AARP going to be here to talk about scams against veterans. This makes you ill, doesn't it? People target veterans. I can't even believe it. And I'm going to end with a, if I can get through it, I found a English paper that my daughter did. And I'm not supposed to, you know, have this. And she'd probably kill me if I read it. But as we're talking about the rich, what makes you rich in this tax reform debate, it's nothing about politics or tax reform, but it talks about what makes one richer. And I had tears streaming down my cheeks when I read it. So I thought it was worth sharing with you, not to brag about, you know, my beautiful little Haley Grace Hannon, who's in the ninth grade and obviously a pretty good writer. But just to you know, give you a kind of a child's perspective on life, and maybe we all could learn something. I sure did, so I hope you can too. So that's coming up. That's just another reason not to touch that dial. Haven't got to all the texts, and we got a ton coming in. One here says we need to call Heidi. I couldn't agree anymore. Referring obviously to the need to get a vote on tax reform from her for you. 202-224-3121. That is the number. Just say, Heidi Heitkamp's office, please, and they will connect you. Earlier, we talked to Governor Doug Burgum, and I just want to share a moment of this. Kind of a big deal. He's been elected to the Executive Committee of the Republican Governors Association, and it's rare this early in his term to get something like that. It's a leadership position among you know, an elite group of governors, and he'll do some good with that. So, Governor, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. It's a real honor to have that kind of recognition from peers. That we've got 34 Republican governors in the United States right now doing great work, and it's they're a great group of people. I'm learning a lot in terms of best practices that other states are using to deliver, you know, better services more effectively and lower taxes for their, you know, citizens and solve some big issues like what's going on with the opioid crisis. So it's been it's a fantastic group, and learning and the sharing is amazing. And it's really an honor to be only in the first year to be included on the executive committee.
Governor Burgum and our conversation we'll have up on Facebook a little later today, the whole thing, plus more with him in a minute on the Main Street Initiative trips to Grafton, Langdon, Jamestown, and Valley City next week, too, coming up here in just a bit. Right now, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you. I'm in beautiful Williston, North Dakota at that Train ND facility. It's a fantastic facility.
We talked to Danette Pisak this week on Energy Matters about the good work they're doing at TrainMD. So that's neat. I believe Wilson's your hometown, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes.
Yeah, so your home.
Good to be back home for a day, yes.
Exactly right. What's your headline on the November numbers?
Well, my headline is every single number came in really solid with up. The one number where we lost some ground was flaring, and I think you mentioned we're going to talk about it, and we really need to get out there why we fell below the 85% gas capture number and what our expectations are. But, you know, we got back over 1.1 million barrels a day. We haven't been there for a year and a half. March of 2016 was the last time we saw 1.1 million barrels in the rearview mirror. So that's a big plus. We also saw oil go up and natural gas production go down just a little bit. And we haven't seen that in 3 years. So we're starting to see people move out more into the oil window and a little bit out of that gas window. That's going to help take some pressure off. Big surge in permitting, really solid rig numbers, better oil price numbers. We saw the number of wells waiting on completion down and inactive wells down. So all the pieces, with that one exception, moving in the right direction.
Questions for Leonard, certainly welcome today on the program. 800-228-0550 or text me and I'll get your question in, 367-2054. I don't know what it is about the flaring thing, but it is so distorted and misunderstood in the mainstream media. I think it's just an easy one for, you know, what the people I affectionately refer to as eco-terrorists, who really do not want any kind of, you know, they want fossil fuels just in the ground, period. Keep it in the ground, crowd. Is, you know, they use it as a political tool. But I read the story that Amy Dalrymple did. She's a good reporter from the Bismarck Tribune. I read her a lot. But I thought there was some context missing here in this story, that the flaring was exceeding the state limits in September. From your view, was something missing?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it could have been expanded on quite a bit. And to Amy's credit, she had a lot to try to pack into that story, and she shifted off flaring pretty quickly to some of the other numbers. But you're right. It's an easy target. It's very visual, and it's also a problem situation, and the market is just out of whack. You know, we've got a situation again where oil to natural gas values are 19 to 1. So a very difficult economic situation to deal with. But the real context we need to look at here is that we had 6 force majeure events all hit in September. And it wasn't just one midstream operator. It was 3 of them got hit with significant problems. One of them had right-of-way delays. And you know, and that's why the Fort Berthold situation has just totally fallen out of bed. Another one had 2 major compressor facilities go down, and then we had some problems with natural gas liquid deliveries into the pipeline, some pump problems and some pipeline problems. So it was an unusual month, and it's not like industry isn't really putting out the extra effort to meet those gas capture goals, but sometimes things happen.
Makes perfect sense. Gary and Sturgis had a question related to, I believe, the Keystone XL oil spill for Lynn. Gary, what's your question? Gary, are you there? All right, well, I'm just going to ask you what I think he probably is asking. You know, hey, that spill down in South Dakota, that means oil pipelines leak and we shouldn't use them. I mean, that's usually what you hear from people. But what did you take out of that situation in South Dakota?
Well, my take on it was that the automatic detection systems, the leak detection systems, picked this thing up very quickly. And so, yeah, even though we had a fairly sizable leak, I mean, 210,000 gallons is not a small amount of crude oil, that pipeline carries 6 million gallons a day. And so you can't have people on top of that pipeline every minute of every day, but there are computer systems that are on top of that thing every minute of every day, and they picked up the pressure drop very quickly, and the safety systems shut the thing down, so nothing got into any surface water, nothing got into any groundwater. Nobody ever wants to spill anything, but the automatic leak detection systems and shutdown systems actually did their job.
And by the way, there was a terrible spill a few years ago north of Tioga at the Jensen Farm. That was 20,000 barrels. This is 5. And by the way, the media always puts it in gallons because they want it to sound worse to you. But it's 20,000 barrels up at the Jensen farm. And you know what? Ask the Jensens. It is being cleaned up. The company's saying it's a problem and that cropland will be back in production. So, you know, while it's bad, and this is, I understand, some cropland, you don't want it to happen. But the point is car accidents happen, too. It doesn't mean we don't drive cars, Len.
Well, you're right. And when you look at the safety record of crude oil transmission lines, it is the safest way to transport crude oil. Nothing else reaches those kind of safety levels. So there will be spills and leaks. I think we should be very happy that at 5,000 barrels, the automatic systems pick this thing up and shut it down. You know, when you're talking about a system that's moving 250,000 barrels every single day, and it picks up a leak that small, can we get better at it? There's no question we can get better at it. And I think the energy transfer pipeline is probably a better design and even safer than what we saw with this one that was built now almost 10 years ago.
Very important context there, Len. We always appreciate your access. Thank you, sir. Have a good time in Williston.
All right, will do. You have a great day.
Talk to you soon. Len Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. More on What's on Your Mind after this. MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rush Limbaugh has obscene profit center timeouts. We have we got to pay the light bill timeouts, right? And CJ helps us do that at DAC Diesel. There is no finer diesel mechanic anywhere. They'll take care of you. DakDiesel.com to find out all the details. And CJ, I understand you're also a CC tuning dealer. What kind of products you offer there?
What it is just basically remapping of the ECM on combines, tractors, farm equipment, you know, sprayers too, just kind of give you a little bit of that extra edge to get you through the tough crops and also give you extra power, you know. So whether it's hills, you know, just a bumper crop or just you need a little more performance, you know, the CC Diesel and Performance or CC Tuning, they're out of Oaks, North Dakota, so they're a local company. And I work with them to get you, you know, basically that extra performance out of your farm equipment.
Seems to me if I had a bunch of trucks in the fleet, get them in, get them serviced so they're in tip-top shape. You do the work so good, folks, they don't even have to come back, for crying out loud, and get some of these tools that are going to help, that bottom line a little bit. So I love it. Give them a call and get an appointment, 701-258-5011. CJ, Dak Diesel, 258-5011. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Thanks.
You bet. DakDiesel.com online for that as well. Rod in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Oh, just a couple things. Dakota Access Pipeline, and you just commenting about that and the potential for a spill. I spent 40 years in risk management. The bottom line is they plan for a 1-in-1,000-year event. So the risk of that pipeline having any problems are so slim as to be almost non-existent. So I think, Lynn Helms is right on point. Get the oil off the rails where there is a high risk for spillage and put it in a pipeline, and that's the best way to transport oil.
This is what drives me crazy about the people that argue against this, right? First of all, there's a bunch of people that are spiking the football right now because 210,000 gallons, which is about 5,000 barrels of oil, has spilled in South Dakota. They think, see, we told you! We told you! And I always go, well, you told me what? That a pipeline was never going to leak? Nobody said that, ever. Pipelines leak, and as I said, far worse happened north of Tioga. The Jensen farm was 20,000 barrels, and guess what? Go ask them. They're cleaning it up, and it'll be cropland productive again. In the meantime, they're compensated for it. But far bigger danger is oil by rail, and oil goes over the very water that is life at Standing Rock every single day. Every single day. With oil cars down there, it just doesn't make any sense. So I appreciate you saying that, Rod. Did you say there was something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, the other point I wanted to make was regarding the tax bill. And we mentioned Rush Limbaugh earlier. Bottom line is, he's said many times, corporations don't pay income taxes. Individuals and private parties do. So we're basically looking at that corporate income tax benefit. It's going to take, stocks are going to take off because of that reduction. Their values are going to go up. The earnings are going to go up. And I think the benefit is going to be back to the common man. It's not going to be the benefit of the corporation. Because basically, like I said, corporations aren't paying taxes. They build those taxes every product they sell. And so accordingly, you're going to see a significant reduction. The other part of that tax bill I want to point out was I didn't hear Congressman Kramer talk about the $3 to $4 trillion that's overseas. What is the tax rate going to be on that if they bring that money back?
I don't know. I think there's a holiday, if I'm not mistaken. There's been so many variations, but I'll flag your question. Nolan, if you'd grab that, we'll add that to the town hall for Congressman Kramer on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, appreciate that.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate you listening very much. Governor Doug Burgum has kicked off a tour of communities throughout North Dakota to talk about their needs and what's happening there and different priorities. It's called the Main Street Initiative. And next week, it'll be in Grafton and Langdon on Monday. We'll be along, so folks in Grafton and Langdon, looking forward to being there. Jace Beeler from the governor's office is going to join us in a moment and tell us the why, where, and when of all the events. Both Monday in Grafton and Langdon and Tuesday in Valley City and Jamestown. But we had a chance to catch up with the governor earlier and just asked him what he wanted people to know in those communities about what's going to happen.
Well, we've been traveling across the state and engaging with local leadership because, if communities are going to do the things that they need to do in terms of building smart infrastructure, attracting and retaining workforce, and having a vibrant, healthy community, it's all about local leadership. And the Main Street Initiative it's not a top-down, state-driven initiative. It's going to be a bottom-up, it's going to be an opt-in. Not an opt-out. And so one of the things that we're doing as we go around the communities is we're really encouraging people to turn out, share their ideas, share their thoughts, share their aspirations, their dreams, share their frustrations, so we can help make sure that whatever support we're providing, whether it's programs, whether it's ideas, whether it's, you know, connections, whatever we can do, you know, help those communities reach their fullest potential. Because North Dakota, we can't solve our workforce development problem, and we can't solve our property tax problem unless we've got leaders at the local level that are engaged in building, you know, healthy, vibrant, smart communities. And that's what this is all about. So we've had fabulous turnout in Beulah and Hazen and Hettinger and Bowman and wherever we've been, and we're, you know, Devil's Lake. I mean, so we're looking forward to our trips next week. And after Lang and Grafton, we're going to be in Jamestown and Valley City. So four more stops next week as we head into Thanksgiving, and look forward to having everybody turn out. And thank you, Scott, for coming up there and broadcasting live.
Looking forward to it. Be at the Life Skills and Transition Center for our special broadcast, which will include, by the way, the governor for a full half hour on Monday. Jace Beeler is a policy advisor for Governor Burgum, joins us now. Hey, Jace, how are you?
Well, how are you doing today, Scott?
Doing really good. So how can people in these communities participate, Jace?
Well, we've got a community roundtable discussion in each of the communities we're going to be going to next week. In Grafton, the roundtable is from 9 a.m. to 10:30, and that's at the Life Skills and Transition Center on Monday. And then later on that evening, we're going to be in Langdon at the Eagles on 3rd Street from 4 to 5:30 p.m.
And what happens to that? I should ask you first, just so folks can write it down. Valley City and Jamestown, where and when?
Yep, Valley City. We're going to be starting in Jamestown at 11 to 12:30, and that's going to be at the Harold Newman Arena, and then 2:30 to 4 p.m. At the Vault in Valley City, and that's on Tuesday the 21st.
Got it. And what happens in these community roundtables? What should people? What should they bring?
Well, ideas really is the big thing. You know, when we go out to these communities, the governor will share his vision for the Main Street Initiative. But as you heard him say just a couple minutes ago, this is really about local leadership and local ideas. So we're going to be asking questions and try to understand, you know, what are the successes and what are the challenges that local leaders and community members are facing across the state.
And how is it received? What do people think? I mean, are they good about giving ideas?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a different approach than what's been done in the past. You know, as governors go out, a lot of times when political officials are traveling across the state, they like to, you know, get out there and talk. But really, we're trying to listen as best we can. And I think that's been received really well. It's really helping us understand how local officials are facing the challenges of today and helping us to develop new ideas of what we can do at the state level to assist them.
Great stuff. I know it's a lot of work putting all these together, and there's no quitting this governor. Lots of energy. So, Jace, appreciate what you were doing and the whole team there, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott.
See you Monday. And somebody just texted, what time will the governor be in Grafton on Monday? Again, the community roundtable is 9 to 10:30 at the Life Skills and Transition Center. 9 to 10:30, that's the one. In Grafton Monday, and we'll be there, too.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Carson Wentz buys his hot tubs, saunas, and game tables at Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Why wouldn't you? And the fall clearance sale is on. The big events in Minot. Stop by at their South Broadway location right next to Ryan Chevrolet. Take advantage of 5 years no-interest financing. The largest selection of new hot tubs in North Dakota. Carson Wentz relaxes in a Grandi NXT. That would look good in your backyard. Olhausen Pool Table starting at $50 a month. Get the Bison logo right there on that pool table. You'll absolutely love it. Hot tubs start at $49.99 per month. Save on spa covers, chemicals, and so much more. This weekend only. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The big sale at the Minot location, but clearance savings at all the locations of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Take it from Carson Wentz. It's a deal.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Our callers on What's on Your Mind, because it is the callers that make the show go. We start the program, very simple question every day, what's on your mind, and you tell us. And some of the wisdom and knowledge and insight and, you know, maybe a chuckle or two every now and then, or maybe something we don't exactly agree with every now and then, really is just the salt of the earth. It's sort of the spice of life that we get every day from folks. So we really do appreciate our callers and our friends at Delta, who are the go-to source for well-site solutions. I always say these guys are like pushing the easy button when you're an oil company and you just need a well-site done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. That's how good they are. DeltaConstructors.net, really encourage you to check that out and see it firsthand for yourself, what they're doing. Or just give Eric a call at 406-250-8151. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry, turnkey well-site solutions. They really do it well. And this call that really took us back, honestly, a little bit, and came from Carrie yesterday on some of the things that have been in the news of late.
You asked to hear from women who had experience with sexual assault. I am one of those women. And first of all, let me tell you that it took me 25 years to tell anyone what had happened, because I was told that people wouldn't believe me, that they would think it was my fault, you know, that I had done something to cause the incident to happen.
It was a fascinating conversation, and again, bold and brave of Carrie to share it and help us hear her perspective a little bit in all of this as well. So, fascinating discussion. So, Carrie, we salute you and all our callers, and thanks to Delta for doing it for us right here on the program. Next up, Josh Aspick is here from AARP, and we're going to talk a little bit about some scams that are targeting veterans. I can't even believe we have to talk about this, Josh, but we do. Good morning and welcome. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me on, Scott. And, yeah, I was disappointed that we had to talk about it as well, but unfortunately, AARP's Fraud Watch Network and the United States Postal Inspection Service launched our Operation Protect Veterans because some recent research from AARP found out that veterans are twice as likely to be scammed. And so we're on the front lines trying to provide information and resources of how to prevent that from happening from those who have given so much and served our country so admirably. Shouldn't be victims. Nobody should be a victim, but specifically those that have served so admirably. And so happy to be on and talk a little bit more about it.
If you do have a question about this, or maybe you have a loved one that's been, you know, had this happen to them or to you or whatever and have a story to share, feel free to weigh in here and let us know or ask a question of Josh at 258-0550. You can also text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. The number that kind of jumped out of me from the AARP data was that veterans are twice as likely to be scammed. Why? What? How do they know? How does that happen?
So AARP did a survey. I think it was 800 veterans and 500 non-veterans, roughly. I don't have the exact number in front of me here. And we asked a series of questions about have they been scammed or have they been receiving scamming phone calls. And what we found out is that through our discovery that veterans who reported they had been victims of scams had some traits in common, that they were more likely than other veterans to trust people who served in the military. They were more likely to donate to charities that support service members and veterans, and they were more likely to respond to phone calls and emails from people with whom they had previously not done business with. And so victims were more likely to have also struggled with physical, mental, financial, or emotional difficulties. And so what we found out from that is 25% of veterans said they received 10 or more suspicious phone calls per week, and 78% of them said they had received scam pitches related directly to their military service. In other words, it appears from our research that scammers know who these veterans are and then are relying on that service to try and appeal to their service and brotherhood and sisterhood to get them to donate to fake charities or scams. And so that's why we launched Operation Protect Veterans with the United States Postal Inspection Service, trying to warn former military members of these schemes and trying to protect our veterans from scammers who continuously try and prey on them for no good deed other than their own illicit games.
A couple of flags, similar to what you're talking about here. Donate money to support fellow veterans, right? So if they know you're a vet and they call and say, hey, we got veterans of funds set up to help these other veterans, that's a flag, right? I mean, there are obviously some legitimate examples of that going on, but there's one to watch for. Another is these have come from actual veterans in AARP's work here. Take part in a little-known government program that could bring lots of cash. That's a red flag if there ever was one. Improve the terms of a VA loan or pay for a more affordable back, arm, or knee brace. So those are some of the worst ones, right, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you named some of the higher-level ones. I think the other one is any time, and again, I want to emphasize your point, which is there are legitimate charities who are doing good work for veterans, and we're not trying to dissuade you from that. But back to some previous conversations we've had about making sure you understand the organization, making sure you've checked them out and understand they really are a 501c3 or some other charitable organization that is benefiting. But, you know, the other thing to always look out for is they're always offering special discounts for veterans on a range of products, including loans, car purchases, or products that aren't actually discounted at all or they don't exist. And so making sure you just ask those questions, making sure you continue to be vigilant in checking out and understand that when you give money or provide money to what you think is a charitable organization, that it's really getting to where you want it is. And a couple of flags, again, for people to check them out. You know, we always encourage people to check out charities at charitywatch.org or at charitynavigator.org. These are our websites where you can go and make sure that they're legitimate charities before you actually give to them.
Chat with Josh Asfig today from AARP talking about veteran scams and what's been happening there. Josh, anything else on this that you want folks to know? Any way that veterans can better protect themselves? What tools can we give folks?
So two things I really want to highlight. The first of which is that if you want to talk to a volunteer who's trained in how to spot or report this fraud, that they can reach out to the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline. It's a toll-free 877-908-3360. I'll say that again. It's the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline, 877-908-3360. They can talk to trained volunteers who understand and know how to spot and report these types of things. The other thing is, and it's exactly what I'm looking at as we talk right now, is AARP and the United States Postal National Inspection Service, who is one of our nation's largest employers of veterans groups, put together the AARP Watchdog Alert Handbook, Veterans Edition, 9 Ways Con Artists Target Veterans. You can find a free copy of that at AARP.org/protect veterans. It's, again, AARP.org/protect veterans. It is a 15-page guide, and it's really easy to understand. It talks about some of the common scams that you and I just kind of walk through. It talks about who you can contact, who you can get a hold of, including, you know, the Attorney General's offices, the Military Consumer Helpline, the Fraud Watch Network Helpline, which we just talked about, and other organizations and agencies that are trying to help combat, prevent, and prosecute those who are trying to take advantage of veterans. And so I would encourage people to go again, AARP.org/protect veterans, and find that handbook. It's a fantastic resource and has everything really in a small, easy to read and understand place to help protect veterans, protect themselves or others to help protect veterans.
Occasionally, when we have our chats, Josh, people ask questions on topics unrelated to what we're talking about, and I got one today from a fellow in Hillsboro, Brett in Hillsboro, that's not on topic. And you may have answered this before, but if you did, I don't remember the answer. But he says, could you ask if AARP still supports more gun control?
So we don't, to my knowledge, and I can double check because I think we have one more conversation before the end of the year. Everything we do is based off of our volunteer policy handbook, and the last time I checked, we did not have anything related to gun control. But I'll double check and report back the next time we talk.
Yeah, what would you say is the top issue of AARP members in North Dakota? What are they?
Our big issues in North Dakota are the things that we've been talking about all year: family caregiver supports and trying to improve family caregiver supports in North Dakota and make sure that those that are helping loved ones stay safe and independent at home get the support and help that they need. 62,100 of them in North Dakota, providing 860 million dollars worth of care every single year is something we're working on. We're working on preventing fraud and abuse of all groups, individuals, ages. Obviously, we generally focus on 50 and older. And then I would tell you the third priority we've really been working on in North Dakota is continuing to push for retirement security options. How do we make sure that folks, as they're reaching their retirement age, have the ability to have their possibilities expand or continue to retire with dignity and grace and age the way they want to.
And it's hard to argue with anything you just said. You know, it really is. And I know people pick different things where they do disagree, and I'm sure if you and I start talking tax policy or a repeal and replacement of Obamacare, we wouldn't agree. But welcome
sure.
to America, right? I mean,
exactly.
that's called the Thanksgiving table at most houses.
I think that's the important thing, Scott, and part of the reason we enjoy our conversations is, you know, are we going to probably agree on every single thing? No, but we're working hard to ensure that individuals 50 and older continue to expand their possibilities and continue to see aging as an opportunity and a possibility. I tell you this, I'm not 50 yet as the state director, and I get asked all the time why I do what I do, and I said, well, that's easy. I said, when I reach 50, I want to make sure that my possibilities continue to expand as they do in my current situation and others, and that we're fighting every day to help those who are over 50 in North Dakota live the life they want to live and expand their opportunities, and then make sure that we take care of so many of those who have taken care of us. And I often talk about my work being a benefit to not only my grandma, but also my parents in living their life. So we always appreciate the opportunity to come on, Scott. And again,
I appreciate China, but I also appreciate the support the caregivers across the state are being given, because this is something that doesn't get the attention it deserves. So keep up the good work, Josh. Thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You as well. Josh Asbig from AARP North Dakota.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
About PetroServe USA, if I'm there filling up, I am doing business with a company that has the values that I do. They really do. They are good folks, good people, run great convenience stores, as good as any in North Dakota, Western Minnesota, any of the entire region. Really, really good. PetroServe USA. That's right, the folks that help America feel good. They connect the oil fields of North Dakota with the farm fields of North Dakota. They you know, invigorate main streets. They do it right. They really do. So, you know, you have a choice when you buy gas. I'd buy it there. I really would. A diesel, same thing. I'd buy their propane. I'd get it there. Buy, you know, your Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $12, or the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. Those awesome cookies, just like Grandma used to make. Best cookies on earth. Get two of those. You get a hot stuff personal pan pizza and a 20-ounce drink for $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, I want to get to some more calls, couple texts. But I have to do this. I promised I would. We have a big debate going on about this tax reform bill, and we just got a note from the White House. We'll have a White House guest on Monday. I don't know who. It might be President Trump. It might be somebody you never heard of, but it'll be Monday, and we're going to be spending a lot of time on tax reform, okay? And the big debate we're going to hear is that this is nothing but tax breaks for the rich. But what makes you rich? I saw on the kitchen island in our house a paper that our daughter Haley wrote. She's in the ninth grade, and this is for her English 1 class. And I'm not supposed to have this, and I'm not supposed to be reading it on the air, and I'd be dead if she wasn't in school right now. So don't rat me out that I took this and I read this. But I read it last night. My wife did too, and we both were very emotional from reading it. And maybe you'll understand why after I read it to you. It's not long. It's entitled, Travel Makes One Richer. I believe the only thing you can buy that makes you richer is a trip somewhere or a plane ticket. The word rich usually has a negative connotation around it. I believe those who are not rich in finances, but rich in experience, are way better off. I have found that every pair of shoes, expensive shirt, or nice earrings I have bought, I've forgotten about over time. They got old and something new came out, or I stopped caring about them, but not plane tickets. The adrenaline rush of knowing you have a flight to catch is unmatchable. Moreover, the trips you take are absolutely unforgettable. From the shores of Hawaii to the glaciers of Alaska and the fjords of Norway, from the palm trees of California to the warm ocean water of Florida and the hustle and bustle of New York. I do not remember the food I ate, the tacky souvenirs I carelessly spent money on, or the clothes I bought thinking I most certainly would not have found this at home. Yet I remember the trip itself. I got home recently from a 2-week long trip to Norway, and I've never missed something or somewhere so much. The trip there certainly made me so much richer. Some would say it made me a millionaire. It made me poorer in the way that I dropped $400 on unnecessary things, such as bucket hats and t-shirts. But the things I have learned and the things I have now seen make me rich. The experiences most definitely made me rich. Rich in experience. Meeting third cousins and visiting ancestors' graves, hopping on buses and trains with seconds to spare. Seeing God's beauty in every direction I looked. Such as the midnight sun and the powerful waterfalls and the snow-topped mountains. Experiencing a different culture than my own was, in a way, humbling and an opportunity I would never miss. Learning bits and pieces of another language, meeting people 4,000 miles away that I could pick up a conversation with. I have found a place I think of daily, and I think I will forever. What I want to drive home is this. Buy that plane ticket. Maybe it is to visit a family member or see a famous landmark. Or maybe just to have fun or take a weekend getaway. I can promise you those trips will last you a lot longer than a few days. In fact, they will last you a lifetime. When I am older and have forgotten about the shirts I got in my teens or the stuffed animals I received as a young child, I will certainly not forget my vacation spots. My advice to my reader is to take that trip when the opportunity comes, and I will always be forever thankful I took mine. I was a proud dad after reading that. One, she's, you know, a ninth grader, and I think that's pretty profound, and there's lots of lessons in there for her 53-year-old man and her mother and entire family. And, you know, she's been a lucky girl, mainly because we have such awesome listeners who we've gone to Hawaii with and Alaska with and Norway with and New York with. And she's been able to come along and take some of that in. But, you know, just in the middle of this debate about the rich, remember what defines rich, folks. Okay? Don't pile on with this stupid, boring, old, tired argument of those on the left that somehow this is a bad deal. I wanted to get to some calls. Todd, do you want to roll that? I'll take Cameron live here quickly. Cameron, I'm sorry, I got a half a minute for you, but give me your best half a minute for us.
Okay, I was a little disappointed to hear that the tax cuts wouldn't come in to effect this year, and I'm sure there's rhinos and liberals that are trying to deny Obama, not Obama, or Trump a victory by boosting the economy. Could he do a tax rebate? You mention that to him? Like,
that's an interesting idea. We'll mention that with Congressman Cramer for sure. The take I got from the tax expert we had on, Ken Busick, was more about the IRS logistically not being able to do it than sort of not wanting it in the economy. But you raise a good idea, Cameron. Thank you. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Carson Wentz buys his hot tubs, saunas, and game tables at Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Why wouldn't you? And the fall clearance sale is on. The big events in Minot. Stop by at their South Broadway location right next to Ryan Chevrolet. Take advantage of 5 years no interest financing. The largest selection of new hot tubs in North Dakota. Carson Wentz relaxes in a Grandi NXT. That would look good in your backyard. Old House and Pool Table starting at $50 a month. Get the Bison logo right there on that pool table. You'll absolutely love it. Hot tubs start at $49.99 per month. Save on spa covers, chemicals, and so much more. This weekend only. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The big sale at the Minot location, but clearance savings at all the locations of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Take it from Carson Wentz. It's a deal.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more, help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.